In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we are continuing the last question of believers, that do we need to get this experience before preaching the Word of God? And definitely yes, we need to have a personal relationship with the Lord and kind of experience before telling others about the truth we believe in. It was clear in Matthew chapter 9, for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Remember this woman who believed in this kind of touch. And she got this experience, and she got the healing power by believing in only just kind of touching his garment. So the level of personal experience may vary from one to another, but for somebody he might say that I touched him, I touched his garment, I felt his power, I had my own experience. I cannot speak it up out because many may not feel what I felt, may not believe in what I believed, but this is my experience. In another story, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. In this verse, we can see that there are two types of believers. Some believers may need to touch, may need to have this physical relationship. In a way, they see the Lord, they see vision, they listen to the voice of God clearly, they touch the miracle. But you know, for many believers, blessed are those who need not to touch, but they believe without seeing. Also, in the book of Acts, those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. This is St. Paul was telling us his first meeting with the Lord. So I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. So you can see in this story that he saw the Lord, he spoke to him, but others just saw the light. For Saul, St. Paul, he needed this experience. For others may need less than this, or may just believe St. Paul telling the truth. Also, it was said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will, and see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. You know, these were the words given from Hananiah to St. Paul, telling him that you had seen the Lord, you listened to his voice, you enjoyed this vision, so you will be a great witness to him. Also, in one of his epistles, St. Paul said, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. So by receiving from the Lord, you can deliver the message easily. When you have a real good prayer and you feel the power of peace given through prayer, you enjoy the enlightenment given by the Bible, you enjoy life of serving through the service of the church, you can speak about God as a common friend, as a real father, as a living God, so your words are powerful. You know, when we say that we are a patristic traditional church, we consider the traditions as what we call church mind. We are building upon the experience of the fathers. We consider all the history of the church is part of our belief, our experience. So what happened with Saint Anthony and Saint Macarius and Saint Abraham, and these are part of my experience in my relationship with the Lord. So my belief is stronger because I didn't touch the Lord only through my personal limited experiences, but through the church mind. I'm part of the church. So all the history is part of my relationship with the Lord. That's why we consider the patristic traditions is very good pillar for our faith. Also, the Father's experience and knowledge are considered a good boundary for our faith. If any of you had some eccentric experience and they say that this is part of my personal relationship with the Lord, we have to refer back to the traditions of the church, the stories of the saints, so we can evaluate this kind of experience. Is it real or fake? Also, it was written in the book of Acts, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. By saying so, we can see that for many, they could see the Lord, but they did not believe in him. Many Jews saw many miracles, but they did not believe. So we need to focus on this. Experience alone is not enough to believe, and mind alone is not enough to believe. We need the will to believe. If you are a good one and you are looking for the truth, you are seeking the truth, you need to work with your mind and with your experience to get the belief. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So Moses also saw the Lord, but he believed in him before seeing him. He believed in the story given by his mother when he was a child, that there was God and he is living. His name is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he loves his people. He is the Savior. He will deliver us from this terrible time we spent in Egypt. He believed in him, but for his first time he could see him. How can we introduce the same experience and knowledge to others? Can we give them our experience? There should be some kind of click, some kind of personal touch that everyone should feel. We cannot give them our only experience. They have to have their own. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. So by saying so, God is saying, I'm with you. They will see me. They will touch me. Just go, teach, preach. Give them your experience. Tell them the truth. But let me do my part. I will respond to their prayers. They will touch me in another way. They will have their own experience. So in talking to any non-believer, we need to tell him, please pray. Just try to say some words to God. If you can say, just, God, if you are there, just reply to me. Let me feel you. Let me touch you. And we believe our God will respond to these people. So by saying this, we need to believe that his part is more important than our part. We are just telling others our experience, but they will get their experience through the grace of Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Amen.